For decades before the Supreme Court decided Citizens United, political scientists concluded that more money helped our democracy by increasing competition. They had also concluded that it did not disadvantage Democrats, who would hold their own in fundraising. Even after Citizens United, those conclusions still seem true. But those scholars did not address other ways that money changes politics. I'm still angry with Ralph Nader for his part in the 2000 election. His claim that there was no difference between the parties seems way off the mark. It's hard to imagine Al Gore would have made the same mistakes that George Bush did. But Nader was on to something else. Every candidate, from Gore to Hillary and Bush to Romney, has sought support from the financial industry and other tycoons and multinationals. Some regulatory proposals looked different when first made, but all were whittled down. Obama supported Elizabeth Warren for a new agency, but relented to the opposition. Money matters. That's fiendishly difficult to measure. Most scientific work is based on comparisons. When everybody's doing it, there are no satisfactory comparisons. But the consequences are huge. The cost of campaign is increasing fast, doubling since 2000. More than a fifth of the expense of Senate races and more than a third of the cost of House races came from PACs in 2014. Outside organizations now spend more than 20% of campaign expenses, increasingly from undisclosed sources. Of the rest, less than a third of 1% of the adult population of the U.S. provides two-thirds of all individual contributions to federal candidates, PACs, and parties. What do they get for that? From 2007 to 2012, according to the Sunlight Foundation, quote, America's most politically active corporations spent a combined $5.8 billion on federal lobbying and campaign contributions, close quote. The foundation concluded that in return, those same corporations got, quote, $4.4 trillion in federal business and support, close quote. More than the government paid all Social Security recipients and two-thirds of all the money that all of us together as, quote, individual taxpayers paid into the federal treasury, close quote. Kevin Phillips had described the power of such political investment as many thousands to one. Sunlight Foundation calculated that for every dollar spent on influencing politics, the nation's most politically active corporations received $760 from the government. Sunlight Foundation calculated that, quote, for every dollar spent on influencing politics, the nation's most politically active corporations received $760 from the government, close quote, a 76,000% return. Contributions, coupled with lobbying, work exceedingly well at those levels. Bruce Bueno de Mesquita and his colleagues elaborated the impact of what they call the selectorate, the people who dominate the choice of political leadership. As the selectorate shrinks, politicians direct ever-increasing public benefits toward that shrinking group and fund them on the backs of everyone else, paving a path to the collapse of democratic government. Here, that 0.1% of Americans who bring home the great majority of America's wealth dominate our politics as they do our wallets. Political scientists urge public funding as the best available solution. Just take money out of the equation. The public doesn't like funding politicians they may not agree with, and we don't much like paying their salaries either. But to get a politics, which takes account of the welfare of the entire American population. It appears to be the most likely path and a very good investment. Next week, the risks.